Hi everyone, I'm Ben, and welcome to today's Learn English with News. It is Thursday, the 29th of September, and today's news story is about the shirt that Denmark will be wearing at the upcoming World Cup. Why has that caused a bit of controversy? Well, we'll find out shortly, but first, let's take a look at a few words that I'll be using in today's news story that I think you might find maybe difficult or you might not know. I'm going to give you the words first, and then at the end of the podcast, we'll take a look at what they mean and how I use them. But maybe make a note of these words, and then you can listen out for them and try to understand them based on the context. So the first word is alleged. Alleged. A-L-L-E-G-E-D, alleged. That's an adjective. Next, we have a verb, unveil. Unveil, U-N-V-E-I-L, unveil. Next, a noun, kit. K-I-T, kit. Next, morning. But not the morning, like morning, afternoon, evening, but morning with a U. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Morning. Next, chevron. Chevron. C-H-E-V-R-O-N. Chevron. Next, a verb. Fade. F-A-D-E, fade. Next, an adjective, robust. Robust, R-O-B-U-S-T. And next, an adverb, wholeheartedly. W-H-O-L-E-H-E-A-R-T. E-D-L-Y, wholeheartedly. And finally, a noun, trivializing. T-R-I-V-I-A-L-I-S-I-N-G, trivializing. Okay, so listen very carefully for those words. See if you can understand them based on the context. And we'll come back to them all at the end. So, here is today's news story. With the Football World Cup just a few weeks away, the eyes of the world will be on Qatar, who are hosting the event. However, much of the attention will be focused around the alleged mistreatment of migrant workers as the country prepares for the tournament. Denmark's response has been to unveil protest kits, which include a black shirt to honour the workers who died during construction work. Referring to the black shirt in an Instagram post, kit manufacturer Hummel said, "The colour of mourning. While we support the Danish national team all the way, this shouldn't be confused with support for a tournament that has cost thousands of people their lives. FIFA don't allow nations to express political messages on their kits, but this appears to comply with the rules, as there are no words or symbols. The national team badge, the Hummel logo, and decorative white chevrons, which always feature on the Danish shirt, fade into the same colour as the shirt." Qatar's World Cup organisers, the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy, have disputed the claims made by Hummel that the tournament has cost thousands of people their lives. A spokesperson told Reuters, "We have engaged in robust and transparent dialogue with the DBU, the Danish Football Federation. This dialogue resulted in a better understanding of the progress made, the challenges faced, and the legacy we will deliver beyond 2022. We wholeheartedly reject the trivialising of our genuine commitment to protect the health and safety of the 30,000 workers who built FIFA World Cup stadiums and other tournament projects. That same commitment now extends to 150,000 workers across various tournament services and 40,000 workers in the hospitality sector. The FIFA World Cup begins on November the 20th, when Qatar host Ecuador. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a really interesting story. And see if you can take a look at the pictures of the kit as well. It's quite a big statement from Denmark. Let's take a look at the vocabulary that I gave you at the start. And the first word was alleged. This is a really common word to see in news stories. Because alleged is when you are saying something, you are declaring something without clear evidence of something taking place. So I said the alleged mistreatment. It's quite common in news. You can't just say the mistreatment of migrant workers because there isn't enough evidence to say that. So we use the word alleged. Next, unveil. And we'll also look at kits. Denmark's response has been to unveil protest kits. So to unveil means to publicly show something for the first time. And a kit? Well, that's the clothing used by a sports team. Next, the word mourning. And this came in the Instagram post where Hummel, the kit manufacturer, wrote, "The colour of mourning," referring to the black shirt. Well, mourning is the expression of sadness after somebody's death. Next, chevron. And this is a pattern that is found on the Denmark shirt. So I was talking about what they have on the shirt. It's the national team badge, the Hummel logo, and decorative white chevrons. Chevron is a V-shaped line or stripe. So it's a pattern. Next, to fade. All of these things on the shirt, they fade into the same colour as the shirt. And to fade means to gradually disappear. Next, robust. The spokesperson for the World Cup organisers said, "We have engaged in robust and transparent dialogue with the DBU. Robust means strong and unlikely to fail. So it's quite a positive word in this context. Okay, two more. Wholeheartedly and trivialising. We wholeheartedly reject the trivialising of our genuine commitment to protect the health and safety of the 30,000 workers. Wholeheartedly means with complete sincerity, and the trivialising. This is the act of making something less important than it really is. Okay, so hopefully those words are clear for you now. If you want to read the script of the news story, then you can find it on my Patreon page. For €5 a month, you can join the Learn English with Ben fan club, where you'll get access to scripts of every Learn English with News podcast and one a week of my other podcast, Parlez Anglais. It's not just scripts, but also the keywords with the definitions and some extra grammar points as well. And from Sunday's episode, I'll be introducing a new feature, a bonus podcast where I'll be testing your understanding of the news story. So it will be a short comprehension quiz. So hopefully a really useful listening exercise to see if you've understood everything well. So if you like the sound of that and you want to practice your English a bit more, then you can join the Learn English with Ben fan club on my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. That's patreon, which is P-A-T-R-E-O-N www.newsweek.com/learnenglishwithben. Have a great day, and I'll be back with another news story on Sunday.